In the final chapters of the interior castle, the seventh dwelling places, St. Teresa speaks of the most intimate union with God in spiritual marriage. And she closes the book with a strong reminder that the whole purpose of growth in prayer is to enable us to have the strength to serve God and our neighbour in good works.
Now then, let us deal with the divine and spiritual marriage. Although this great favour does not come to its perfect fullness as long as we live. For if we were to withdraw from God, this remarkable blessing would be lost. Between the spiritual betrothal and the spiritual marriage, the difference is as great as that which exists between two who are betrothed and two who can no longer be separated. For His Majesty has desired to be so joined to the creature that just as those who are married cannot be separated, he doesn't want to be separated from the soul. The spiritual betrothal is different, for the two often separate. And the union is also different, because even though it is the joining of two things into one, in the end the two can be separated, and each remains by itself. For the favour of union with the Lord passes quickly, and afterwards the soul remains without that company. I mean, without the awareness of it. In this other favour from the Lord, no. The soul always remains with its God in its centre. It is like what we have when a little stream enters the sea. There is no means of separating the two. There are almost never any experiences of dryness or interior disturbance of the kind that were present at times in all the other dwelling places. So in this temple of God, in this His dwelling place, He alone and the soul rejoice together in deepest silence. How forgetful this soul, in which the Lord dwells in so particular a way, should be of its own rest. All its concern is taken up with how to please Him more, and how or where it will show him the love it bears him. This is the reason for prayer, the purpose of this spiritual marriage. The birth always of good works, good works. Let us be occupied in prayer, not for the sake of our enjoyment, but so as to have this strength to serve. The Lord doesn't look so much at the greatness of our works as at the love with which they are done.